healthy for week one. So whatever that is, there's no need for us to push anything, and I'm not real concerned about it.
Matt Nagy on Adam Shaheen out with back stiffness. No reports as to whether or not he's back in the lineup today, but he want him healthy for week one because they know he's going to be hurt in week three.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on whether or not Shaheen's going to be good to go. Ha-ha Clinton Dix is off the PUP list. That's kind of the news from Bourbonnais today. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We're out here today. We are out here Thursday as well. We get the day back at the Score Kitchen Studios tomorrow. Looking forward to that. But really, you know, with the Shaheen stuff, you know, I kind of ragged on him a little bit yesterday for, you know, the injuries he suffered and things that are out of control. But I guess in football, availability is kind of a skill set of its own. I suppose it is in every sport, but football even more so. Still, though, you know, with the weather yesterday, why risk it? Why push things? Why, I mean, if he's got just even a little bit of a back squeak, just sit him out. Don't throw him through any of that rain and nonsense and slop and stuff. You had a field goal kicker slipping yesterday. If you lose one of those, now you're down to the one guy, and the battle becomes a lot less interesting, and camp is just your all-22s are set and good to go.
I mentioned I was going to check in with some of the names that are currently bubbling on the baseball stove, and Justin Smoke, that name has surfaced, with Cleveland showing interest in him. This is from MLB Trade Rumors. Trey Mancini is drawing interest.
Oh, yeah, the Orioles outfielder slash first baseman, young kid, good hitter.
Okay, I'm wondering, I'd like to sort of gauge your reaction as I mentioned some of these names. The Astros are increasingly seen as the favorite for Zach Wheeler.
Well, sure, apparently the Mets are willing to do anything. They're just, the Mets are a little bit like, you know, that just the last person to talk to them apparently is the influence. That's all it takes. You just have to be the last person to talk.
And whoever leaves the office last.
Then you're going to say, okay, that sounds good. That sounds like an absolutely perfect idea. Let's just do that.
As the candidates for trade are ranked by this website, they continue to have Zach Wheeler first. They have Nick Castellanos, Corey Dickerson, and Yasiel Puig on the list as well.
Sure.
At 2-4. Then it's Noah Syndergaard, Mike Minor, and Robbie Ray.
Puig could be interesting for this Cubs team, though you're not going to get him from inside the division. I'd rather do that for a price tag than Nick Castellanos. At least Puig plays a little bit of defense. And yeah,
just to have him and Strope together.
I heard what I said. Puig plays, compared to Nick Castellanos, Puig plays a little bit of defense. So I'd rather have that guy than Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, Puig can throw the hell out of it.
And he's a pretty decent runner. He's an okay outfielder. And that works out just fine for me, I suppose. It's highly unlikely, and I don't expect him doing anything even that big.
The next tranche here is Shane Green, Edwin Diaz, Felipe Vasquez, Tanner Roark.
Have you seen, okay, so there were a couple of write-ups and a couple of reports, and this matters for the Cubs in terms of the long term and what they may or may not give up here over the next couple of weeks. The Pirates are apparently becoming increasingly stubborn about trading their 28-year-old all-star Felipe Vasquez, their closer, right? Because as they return from some injuries, like Jameson Taillon and others, they believe that they've got a better chance at a now weakened NL Central next year and perhaps the year after.
Oh, looking at a micro window.
As they get things back together. That ought to tell you something about how other teams are viewing both the Cardinals and the Cubs, and of course, you know, the Brewers too, but they've, you know, that's a team that's a little bit farther back in the window. But all three of those teams now are being viewed, this whole division is being viewed as just kind of a jumble of 86 win teams that any one of them could just not fall off a cliff and win the NL Central. It's nothing like we thought it was going to be to start this season. It's just like the 15 where you had a bunch of 90-win teams, three playoff teams from one division.
That's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable for them to look at it that way based on the way things are going. But if this is the Cubs' down year in the window, I mean, which is possible, if you look at their road record, if you look at the number of blown saves, it's possible they could still end up winning the division in their bad year during the competitive phase.
It's true. I guess the next question you'd have to ask then is, if they go ahead and win a division and add a bullpen piece and a depth infield guy or maybe even a fourth outfielder or something, if you're doing that, did you, in your down year, miss an opportunity to shake a couple of contracts loose, pick up some extra things? Yeah, I don't think the front office would look at it that way.
It's not a bad enough down year. No, it's not bad enough.
Well, and everybody else sucks.
Right.
I mean, that's the problem. The Cardinals and Brewers didn't do anything to help you even in your down year.
Doesn't that make last year the bad year?
Yeah, I suppose it would. I guess in terms of reference points, that would push last year into the down year.
We have a texter challenging you on your idea to not take chances when it was getting wet and sloppy out there in the practice field for the Bears yesterday. 224 says, no, no, no. How are you supposed to get used to the elements if you don't practice in them?
Don't do it while you're hurt.
Yeah, he was talking specifically more about Adam Shaheen.
Yeah, for sure.
The Bears themselves continuing. I don't mind them practicing in the rain. I don't mind practicing in the elements. But I'm uncertain as to the difference it actually makes. I don't know that there's settled science about either having pristine practice conditions and allowing you to do what you have to do, or that a team that practices in the rain and snow being good in the rain and snow. It sounds like it should be true.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah, there's probably a middle of that bar graph somewhere, or Venn diagram somewhere, but nobody, when you're in November, And you're playing through a tough weather game, nobody in that game is going, well, thank God that we had that outdoor practice on July 29th. Nobody's up and down the sidelines. Mitch isn't walking up and down to his offensive lineman going, remember July 29th, like it was the freaking Alamo or something. Like, that doesn't happen. That's not the way this works.
I always, this debate happens too, usually late in the year. Remember, we talked about it too with Miami last year. Remember, it's like, oh, because they're in humidity and therefore that team is better.
The Miami game. If only someone would have told us to bet against the Bears in the Miami game. I can't imagine that anyone on the show would have been saying something like that. If only we'd listened to that advice, Rick Kemp.
Because Rick was the only guy who said, I don't know, people are taking this pretty, people are looking past it. And I announced that, yes, I was indeed actively preparing to look past the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Because I
thought who would have thought that sucked. Saying because one player's name in the NFL could end up not working out well for you?
Yeah, well.
They're going to win every game, man, because Khalil Mack. Okay, there's 21 other dudes on
games.
The field.
They'll win most of their games because of Khalil.
And it was only Khalil Ma. He didn't have his ankle, so you don't get the cat.
You don't get it with the Raiders.
That's true.
It's almost like it's true.
When does Hard Knocks start?
I guess.
When does Hard Knocks begin with the Raiders?
Next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
Because
we've got our first. The Hall of Fame game is Thursday.
Right. And this is, I think.
Not that the Raiders are in it, but I mean, it's the Hall of Fame game is Thursday, which means we've got one more week till actual games.
And as far as I've read, this is the first genuinely adversarial Hard Knocks. This is the first one where the team did not want to be on it, does not want to be on it. And the entire operation is being conducted with all sorts of sideways glances, and you're going to have coaches who are going to be running out of rooms and into other rooms. It's going to be fascinating to watch how they produce this because of an adversarial relationship.
I'm not trying to be a hard-nosed guy or anything. John and I are old school. We come away to camp to get away from intrusions, to get away from distractions, to try and get guys to bond, to come together, to concentrate solely on football. And obviously Hard Knocks is an intrusion. It's the ultimate intrusion. Having said that, I go back a long way at NFL Films. I mean, I spent days, hours, weeks, and years in that building. I know half the cameramen.
That's right.
Steve Sable was not only a mentor, but a close friend. And nobody has more respect for how they do things than me. I trust them. I respect them. We're getting along great with those guys. We're trying to give them what they want.
Right.
They also have been very respectful of what we need to get done.
That's Mike Mayock, now the nominal general manager of the Raiders, being very clear that they don't want him there.
No. I thought the Bengals one was somewhat adversarial. Obviously, this one's going to be more so. This one's going to be a little bit more angry. But you had Harrison, turning his back to cameras. And
well, that's just because it's Harrison.
Remember with Jay Gruden?
That's when Harrison hit A.J. Green in the practice and said, yeah, don't touch the merchandise. And he looks at him and goes, merchandise is going to get touched.
Gruden just backed off.
Yeah, like, all right.
I'm leaving now. Oh, God.
Okay. All right. We are going to have a conversation with Joe Sheehan. He has had a very interesting take on why this new trade deadline is doing what it does and why this feels a bit strange. And it has to do with how we value pitchers, with what that all means. We're going to get into that with him and more. Cubs, Sox, and all the ramifications next on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate,
It is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunrow, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain silent and the right to request to see an immigration judge. Seek advice from a licensed attorney or accredited representative. While notaries may offer legal advice at a reduced cost, they are not licensed to practice immigration law and often cause irreparable harm.
No matter what type of business you're in, having a strong business banking partnership can help your bottom line. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. We strongly believe that trust, service, and relationship are the cornerstone of a successful business banking partnership. Customers like Ray Schumacher of Kennedy Webster Electric Company in Downers Grove agree.
Since 1912, Kennedy Webster has been a family-owned company offering the most comprehensive inventory of light bulbs and lighting products to businesses around the world. My team at Cornerstone understands the unique needs of our growing company. With a line of credit, real estate financing, and a full suite of cash management products, Cornerstone has helped me to expand our company's operations here in the U.S. and internationally. That is why, after 106 years in business, our family decided Cornerstone National Bank is the bank where we belong.
Thanks, Ray. Please visit cornerstonenb.com, or I invite you to give me a call at 847-654-3000 to explore a business banking partnership. That's 847-654-3000.
Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at $495 per eye. So, good news, you can stop putting off LASIK surgery. I had been putting off for, 25 years, something like that. Been in glasses since third grade, contacts and messing with all that hassle and the stuff and the things. Instead, do what I did. Experience Sharp Vision. Schedule your free consultation today. The team, the location, Dr. Sharp, they're the best in Chicago. Located right in Old Town, Dr. Sharp has personally performed over 70,000 LASIK procedures. You can go online or call to schedule your consultation and see if you qualify for LASIK as low as $495 per eye. Here's the thing about the consultation, too. Maybe you got some questions about LASIK. They answer every single question you've got. They take you through each step of the procedure and the process, all this good stuff. And you realize that, you know, it's a couple of minutes under the laser. You open your eyes and you can see for the very first time in 20 years. I could not be more excited to go through the process with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. I'll do that a little bit later this month, or early next month, I should say. With Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why Dr. Sharp is overqualified and not overpriced. Get in touch with the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, because believing is seeing.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install doors, water treatment systems, cabinet makeovers, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase.
Unlimited?
Unlimited?
Unlimited!
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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, select varieties of Tide laundry detergent and Dawn dish soap are only $4.99 with card. And select varieties of Scott paper towel and bath tissues are only $3.25 with coupon and card. Get great deals on the everyday